We're learning together Lekut Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, the second Sicha in Parshas Vayikra, Vayikra Beis. In this shiur, I want to be ma'ayin together with you in some inyanim which the Rebbe explains toward the end of the Sicha. There is an inyan here which the Rebbe explains in the concept of Dira B'tachtonim, which is L'chayra Chidush Gadol, and needs tremendous amount of thought and iyun to understand and to develop properly. This part of the Sicha is explaining the words of Rav Shimon ben Azai at the end of Masechta Menachos. At the end of Masechta Menachos, Rav Shimon ben Azai in a Braisa says, "V'shem otoymar la'achilahu tzorich," that a person, when he studies the mitzvah, the concept of karbonos, will be tempted to think that the Eibushter gets hungry and the Eibushter needs to eat bread, needs to eat steak, v'chulu. Talmud loymar, says Rav Shimon ben Azai, we learn from a pasuk in Kapitel Nun of Tehillim that this is not true. Because the pasuk says, "Im erav loy oymar loch, ki li sevelim loy." Hashem says, "If I'm hungry, I'm not going to tell you, because the whole world and everything that's inside it belongs to me." Benemar ki li kol chay seyar behemis bahari olef, and I have chayas from the forest, and behemis from thousands of mountains. And so Hashem says, "If I'm hungry, I'm not going to tell you, because I have enough food from the chayas and the behemis myself. The whole world is mine, and I don't need your help, and I don't need your Maisa HaKarbonis in order to feed me." And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Azai concludes, the mitzvah of Karbonis, as Hashem says, is not Lertzoini, it's not for my sake, it is rather Lertzoinchem, it is for your sake, in order for you to have this mitzvah. Now the Rebbe, of course, asks the obvious questions here. First of all, who would ever think that Hashem needs to eat? Lav b'shuftani askinan. Secondly, if there is such a havamina, why are we talking about this at the end of Masechta Menachos? We should have gotten this out of the way at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, v'cholo v'cholo. But then, the bigger question, the deeper question here is that the proofs, the psukim, that Rav Shimon ben Azai brings to combat this notion that l'achilu tzorich, that Hashem needs to eat, not only do they not seem to combat it, but they actually seem to enforce it and to establish it and they make it even worse. Because the psukim that he brings don't say that Hashem doesn't get hungry, and they don't say that Hashem doesn't need to eat. Actually, they say the exact opposite. They say that Hashem does get hungry and that Hashem does need to eat. Imera, the only thing that Pasuk says is Imera v'loyomar loch. Hashem says, if I'm hungry, I'm not going to tell you, the Bnei Yisrael, ki li kol chay seyar, I don't need your animals, I have enough myself. And so I can feed myself if and when I get hungry, and I don't need your help. So really, all Rav Shimon ben Azai seems to be bringing from these psukim is not that la'achila einet, not that Hashem doesn't need to eat, and not that Hashem doesn't get hungry, but quite the opposite, that Hashem does get hungry, and that Hashem does eat, and that it is, and this is necessary. All we see from these psukim is that Hashem doesn't need the Yidden to feed him. And so, of course, the question is, Rachmanu Litzlan, how can you ever say such a thing about Hashem, that he gets hungry and that he needs to eat? V'chulu, obviously, the whole thing is not shayach. In the end of the Sicha, the Rebbe gives a deep explanation into what this means. U'bekitzer nimritz, achila, the Rebbe explains, is achila sakarbonus, maisa akarbonus. Achila refers to giloy lakus bo'olam, a revelation of a godliness in the world. Just like when a person eats, his nefesh is revealed in his body, so Chazal compared the way Hashem gives life to the world to the way the nefesh gives chayas to the guf. So maisa hakarbonus reveals godliness in the world. Gilui lekus ba'olam is achieved through maisa hakarbonus. For this reason, it's called achila. Now, why does Rav Shimon ben Azai say, v'shem otoymar la'achila hu tzorich? Why would a person think that Hashem needs this achila? Why would a person think that Hashem needs this gila lakus in the world? The world needs gila lakus in the world. But why does Hashem need gila lakus in the world? Simple, says the Rebbe. Because the purpose of all of creation, as we know in Chassidus, quoted from the Medrash, is Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li yesh lo yisborech dira b'tachtoinim. So here you have it, that the Eibushter himself has this taiva for a dira b'tachtoinim. And a dira b'tachtoinim means gila lakus in the world. Ubameila, there is, explains the Rebbe, an in concept of hunger l'mayla. There is imerav. Hashem does get hungry. What is he hungry for? Not for physical food, obviously, but he's hungry for a dira b'tachtoinim, as is mefurish in the Medrash, Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Eibushter wanted it. And there is also a concept of achila. Achila is, just like when a person is hungry, his hunger is satisfied through the achila. so too the hunger of Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyis Lo'idir B'tachtoinim, that hunger is satisfied through Gilui Elokus in the world, which is accomplished through Ma'ase HaKarbonos. What Rav Shimon ben Azai is saying is not that there's no hunger l'maylo, and not that there's no achila l'maylo. There is hunger and there is achila. Rav Shimon ben Azai, however, is saying is that Hashem says, Ki li kol chai seyor, behemes b'harei olef, none of this is l'rtzoini, Hashem says, because I don't need you, the Yidin, to bring karbonis in order to be memala mai taiva of dira b'tachtoinim. I could have done this through chayas and behemes. And in Ha'or 49, the Rebbe explains that this could have been chayas and behemes here, referred to malachim, and the hamshochas and lakus ba'olam, which create the dira b'tachtoinim, could have all been done through avoidas malachim. Ubameila, the pshat here is, Hashem says, I don't need your help in terms of accomplishing, in terms of making this dira b'tachtoinim. I could have done it all by myself through avoidas hamalachim. Ayo bazei, why did the Eibishter choose to give it to the, to give the mitzvah of karbonos to the Yidden? This, as Rav Shimon ben Azai teaches us, that all of this, even what a karbon accomplishes l'mailo, is all really for the sake of the Yidden. With regard to this, that the Rebbe says here, that the dira b'tachtoinim could have been accomplished by Hashem without the Yidden, and it could have been accomplished al day avoidas hamalachim. So of course, when you read it, or when I read it, it immediately comes to mind that this is the opposite of what's explained, probably in hundreds, maybe thousands of places in Likutei Sichos, all over the place. And not just Likutei Sichos, b'chlal l'chassidus, b'makoymes ein mispar. We're all over in Chassidus, it says, that the pshat of dira b'tachtoinim is that we're talking about tachten she'en tachten lamato heimenu, olam hazeh hagashmi, this physical world. And we're talking about an avoida which is going to be accomplished bedafka through the Yidden, through physical Yidden, neshamas begufim. And they're going to do it bedafka through mitzvahs maisiyahs, through doing mitzvahs with physical things, and dafka through wrestling with the Yetzirah and the Nefesh Abamis, b'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. And it has to be dafka through Yidden, dafka olam hazeh hagashmi. And here, all of a sudden, the Rebbe throws this and says, no, actually, dira b'tachtoinim, nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, liyis lo dira b'tachtoinim, the whole thing could have happened without the Yidden. We don't need the Yidden. He could have taken malachim, which are called chayas and behemoths, and amshochas alakus would be through them. And of course, this makes one's head spin. We always say the opposite. We always say that dira b'tachtoinim is accomplished specifically through Eden and specifically in Olam Hazeh, ki yodua umafursim in unlimited amounts of places in Chassidus and definitely in the Rebbe's Torah. I want to specifically highlight one of them, again, out of the many, but I want to specifically highlight one of them where this is brought down b'feirish. This is in Likutei Sichos Chelek Yud Ches, in the first Sicha of Chag HaShavuos. This is known as the famous Bar Mitzvah Sicha, where the Rebbe explains that when B'shosh Sh'olam Moshe L'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai to receive the Torah, the Malachim tainu to Hashem, T'no Hoidcha Al HaShemayim, give the Torah to us. And there was a debate between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, who should get the Torah. And the Rebbe explains, very famous, that the Malachim argued that since they are B'Shemayim, they have the din of Bar Mitzvah, they have the din of neighbors, and therefore Torah should be given to them. And Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was that all true, explains the Rebbe, Malachim are Bar Mitzvah, Malachim are neighbors. However, there's a clause, there's an exception in the law of Bar Mitzvah, which is that if the Bar Mitzvah, if the neighbor wants to buy the field because he wants to use it for planting, and someone else, a lekeach who lives somewhere else, wants to use it to build a home, the seller can sell it to the person who lives far away because Yishuv Odif, V'lesma Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah, there's no din of Bar Mitzvah if you're selling it to somebody else who's going to build a house there. Ubameila Moshe Rabbeinu argued the Malachim, you want the Torah b'Shemayim, but we need the Torah b'Oretz in order for Yishuv, in order to build a Dira b'Tachtoinim for the Eibashter in this physical world. And so therefore the Dira, the Torah being used for a Dira in this physical world overrides the din of the Malachim, their rights to the Torah, it's a din of the Bar Mitzvah. All right, this is a very famous sicha, and everybody always learns it and chazes it on Shavuos. In the end of the Sicha in Ois Ches, the Rebbe asks a simple question. And here I'm going to read a couple of lines from the Sicha because just of how stark the contradiction between these two Sichas is. The Rebbe asks, what do you mean? If the problem, the reason why the Malachim can't, are losing the argument here, is because Moshe Rabbeinu argues that we need the Torah Lamato in order to make a Dira B'tachtonim. Why can't the Malachim continue their argument and say, you know something, we'll use the Torah to build a Dira for the Eibashter Bo'al Yoinim? And if both are going to use it for a Dira, if the Malachim are going to use it for a Dira, and the Yidden are going to use it for a Dira, then we're back to Bar Mitzvah. Then the Malachim have first rights to the Torah as those who live Bo'al Yoinim, because they're also going to use it for a Dira. Again, in the Rebbe's words, True, Moshe Rabbeinu's argument is correct. In order to make a dira b'tachtonim, we need the Torah lamata. The Malachim will still argue mitzad bar metzra. Soif soif, zayin zay bar metzra, un zay vilin machan adira bayis al kol ponim bol yoinim. The Malachim argue, we want to make a dira lo yisborech bol yoinim. Muzman Zogin, says the Rebbe, we must say, in order to answer this, to defend Moshe Rabbeinu's argument, as der inyan von dira lo yisborech hamshochas atzmus, the concept of dira b'tachtonim, ken men bechlal nit uftan, cannot be accomplished, afilu nit bo'al yoinim dur chavoydas ha-malachim. We have to say, says the Rebbe, that malachim cannot make a dira, nisht b'tachtonim and not even bo'al yoinim. And the only way to make a dira b'tachtonim is dafka dur chavoydas ha-tachtonim, vet atzmusa yisborech nimshach in seder shtashlos. All right, if you want to look it up, it's lekutei sichas chelech yudches, page 33. But here it's mamash mefurish. Malachim cannot make a dira b'tachtonim. Yankee cannot make a dira, not even bo'al yoinim. The dira for the Eibashter cannot be made bo'olam asol yoinim. It has to be made dafka bo'olam hazah atacht, and dafka through neshamas Yisrael. As the Rebbe goes on to explain in the next paragraph, that the only way to make a dira b'tachtonim is in an olam aklipas of world full of klipas of sitra achra, tachten shein tacht lamatim menu. So what is going on here in this sicha, here in Lakuta Sicha Schelek Yud Beis, Vayikra Beis, all of a sudden the Rebbe turns the whole thing around and says, no, im erav lo yoimar loch, the Eibishter says, I'm hungry for a dira b'tachtoinim, I don't need to talk to you b'chlal. I'll make myself a dira b'tachtoinim. I'll take chaysa yor, behemes b'harei olef, avoidas hamalochim, l'bimam shechelokus, l'metoban a dira b'tachtoinim. We'll be mamal of the taiva. We always say that it needs neshama sisrol, but dafke in olam hazeh hagashmi. Or kumefurish in this sicha that malachim cannot make a dira, not even by olam asol yainim they can't make a dira. I don't know of another place where it says this as clearly as it says over here, that dira betachtoinim doesn't need neshama sisrol, doesn't need Olam Hazeh, doesn't need any avoider in this world. The whole thing could just be done. The Eibushter says, I could do it myself. Maybe there are other places, Akoponim, I don't remember. It seems to fly in the face of everything we've ever learned about the concept of Dira B'tachtoinim. Akoponim, this is the question that obviously everybody who learns the Sicha thinks about and needs to be understood on a very deep level. And while I'm sure there are many insights and many ways to approach this, the sugya of Dira B'tachtoinim is Arukah Meretz Midor Rechava Min Hayam. But Mikol Mokayim Torah Hi V'Lilmud Ani Tzorech, I want to make three ha'oras on this inyan. The rest of what I'm about to say is based on another very, very famous sicha in the inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim. This is taken from the Kutta Sichas Chelek Vov, Shmois Beis, in what's known as the very famous Sicha on Bechomer Ubelveinim. In this Sicha, the Rebbe talks about the difference between the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, and L'Osid Lavoi. And here in Ois Hei, it's in Lakuta Sichas Chelek Vav, page 17, there's a very interesting loshon or description that again I want to read to you, which is the first opening, which is the first Pesach to understand what's written here in Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Beis. This is in Ois Hei, in Shmois Beis Chelek Vav, the Rebbe writes, says, Doch yodua az nis'ava kodosh baruch hu liis lo yisborach dir b'tachtoinim. It's known the Eberster wanted was nis'ava for dir b'tachtoinim. Mit al terebe de ba'al uluf chav da'al oteves, says the al terebe is madgish, emphasizes that which type of tachtoinim are we talking about? It's she'ein tachten l'matu mimenu. And here the Rebbe explains, I want to quote these three lines. Dos heist, as vos mer tachten es is de bechina was wird dir zum Eibersten? Als mehr und tiefer wird ausgeführt sein Rotzen und Kavone. Again, als was mehr tachten, es ist die Beginne, was wird dir, the lower it is, the tachten, which is becoming a dir zum Eibersten, als mehr und tiefer wird ausgeführt sein Rotzen und Kavone auf dir betachten. So what's mefurish here in the Loshen is, that the pshat is not that there's only one place to make a dira b'tachtoinim, and there's only one way, and that is an ein tachten l'matim menu, and the Alter Rebbe meant that that's the only place where it's possible. The Rebbe is learning pshat, not that it's only possible in shein tachten l'matim menu, but that that's the deepest place of dira b'tachtoinim, because the lower you go in tachtoinim, the lower you go, vos mer tachten, you make into a dira, all the more is uizgefirt the rotzen and kavona of the Eibeshter of Dira B'tachtoinim. So the first ha'ora that you see here from the Sicha is that Dira B'tachtoinim is possible in more than one level, and Dira B'tachtoinim is possible in more than one way. Ubamela. True that always we say, like for example in the Sicha of Bar Metzor, we say that Dira B'tachtoinim cannot be made through Avodas HaMalachim, and it has to be made through Neshom Yisrael and Dafka in Olam Hazak Gashmi v'chulu v'chulu. That could be, the pshat of that is, that's a deeper level of Dira B'tachtoinim. That's a deeper level of Dira. That the Dira that, in other words, the pshat in Bar Metzor, Sicha is, that the Dira that's made by the Yidden through learning Torah and Olam Hazak, that's a deeper Dira than the dira which would be made by Olam HaSolyonim. Not that it's not shayach by Olam HaSolyonim at all, but the kind of dira which is made in Olam HaZeh, that taka cannot be made by Olam HaSolyonim. Because, again, in the words here of the Rebbe in Chelek Vav, vos mer tachten als mer und tifer is uiz gefir de rotzen and the kavona halyonim. So we could say, l'chayra the pshat here is, that there's different levels of dira b'tachtoinim, and the lower you go, the higher and the deeper is the dira b'tachtoinim. Ubameila, when the Rebbe explains that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, we want Torah for a dira, and you, the Malachim, can't build the dira, not the pshat, the Malachim can't build a dira at all, the pshat is they cannot build the dira the same way Yidden can build it. Ubameila, in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Beis Vayikra, where it says that the Eibeshter could have had the dira b'tachtoinim through the Malachim, so we have to say pshat, again, it's the first point, we have to say pshat, that it's taken not the same as the dira b'tachtoinim that the Yidden would accomplish in Olam Hazeh. It's not the same as the dira b'tachtoinim that would be accomplished through mitzvahs maisiyas and through the melchaba with the yetzahara and the world, and in a world which is filled with klipa v'sitra achra. But it's a higher, more edel le form of dira b'tachtoinim in other words, taken not as deep a dira, not as deep a tachtoinim, not as much, but we can also refer to that as dira b'tachtoinim, and that maybe is the pshat that the Eibeshter says im erav loy oimar loch ki li teva lum loya, where the Eibeshter says to the Yidden, look, it's true I have a kavana for dira b'tachtoinim, but I have a taiva for dira b'tachtoinim, but this taiva doesn't have to be mekuyim b'dafka through you in olam hazeh v'chol emes taka if it's fulfilled through the Yidden in olam hazeh. That's the deepest form and that's the highest form. But it could also be fulfilled, not in the ultimate way, in olam ha'solyonim, also through malachim. So b'meila the Eibeshter says, ki li kol chayis yor b'hemes b'hari yolef, I have malachim that could accomplish hamshochas elokus in olam ha'solyonim, and that would also be a form of dira b'tachtoinim, not as deep and not as much b'shleimus, but also we could call that dira as well. Ubamele, that could be the first pshat. That would be my first ha'ora in explaining pshat here in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Beis in Vayikra, why the Eibeshter says, the Hadar Rebbe explains, im erav loy oimar loch. The second point I want to make, taka again, based on the same sicha in Chelek Vav in Shmois, is that here in the Sicha and Chelek in Shmois and Chelek Vav, the Rebbe explains the inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim on three levels. He explains it the way it was in the Mishkan, he explains it the way it was on a higher level and a deeper level in the Beis HaMikdash, and then ultimately through the Avoid of Yidden Bizman HaGolus, the way it'll be in Nizgala, La'asid Lovei when Mashiach comes. And again, taka, based on this nakuda that Dira B'tachtoinim could be on different levels, he says that the Mishkan was the lowest of all the three. Beis HaMikdash was even higher, and the ultimate is La'asid Lovei. Ubameila, again, based on the same principle, we can extend the same concept over here. Again, now here we're talking in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Beis in Vayikra, where the Rebbe says, that the Eibishter says to the Yidden, I don't need you to bring karbonis, I could have done it myself through the Malachim. So again, the pshat here is, we're talking here about karbonis, which would be brought in the Mishkan. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah that we're learning about here in Parshas Vayikra is a mitzvah that the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu to give the Yidden, to be makriv these karbonis in the Mishkan. Ubamela, about this, lagabe this, the way this inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim was fulfilled in the Mishkan, so this is the lowest of all the levels. In other words, it wasn't even as great as it was in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, that it's not as great and as deep as the inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim when Mashiach comes. Ubamela, taka lagabe this inyan, since we're anyways only talking about karbonis that would be brought through the Yidden in the Mishkan, There's no tachten shein tachten lamata himenu here. It's not even the Beis HaMikdash. It's definitely not a world which is full of klipa v'sitra achar. We're talking about something which would be brought in the Mishkan. So about this, Taker, the Rebbe says, Imerav lo yomer loch, Hashem says, I could have done this, whatever karbonis in the Mishkan, whatever karbonis in the Mishkan would have accomplished, Hashem said, I can do the same thing through Malachim. That's accomplished to the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kol shekein v'kal v'chomer the Dira B'tachtoinim, that's accomplished to the Yidden b'zman ha'golus and is nizgal l'mos ha'mashiach. That for sure cannot be done through Malachim. But whatever it is that it was accomplished in the Mishkan Hashem says, this is Amshochas Elokus. This Amshochas Elokus could be accomplished by the Malachim as well. That's Ha'ora number two. Again, based on the Sichah in Chelek Vav, where the Rebbe explains that out of the three, Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, and La'osid Lavei Mishkan is the lowest of the three. So you could say here also that since we're talking about the lowest of the three types, so therefore maybe Lagabi this we say that it could be accomplished through Malachim, and the Eibishter doesn't need the physical Avodas HaKorbanos. But Be'emes, there's another point here, which I think goes deeper than these two Ha'oras. And in order to understand this, I want to add L'chayra that there's another Shtikl Shaila here in the Sicha, in Lakuta Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, in Vayikra. In the end of the Sicha, the Rebbe says that this that the Eibishter says, Im Erav Lo Yomar Loch, that the Eibishter doesn't need the Avoida of Yidden, this is, in the Rebbe's words, this is Koidam Hatzivoy, before the Eibishter gave them Parshas HaKorbanos. But Acharei Hatzivoy, after the Eibishter commanded the Yidden and gave them the Mitzvah of Karbonis, so now we say L'maisi Yodecha Tichsoif, and the Eibishter does want the Avodah of Yidden, and the Eibishter does Betzach through Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Bnei Yisrael should fulfill the Torah Mitzvahs and do Karbonis, and make the world a Dira B'tachtoinim. V'kana Ben Shoyl, L'choira, once the Rebbe says this, the whole thing gets turned around. So now, what have we accomplished? So if, in the end, after the Eibishter does give the Mitzvah, now the Eibishter does need the Avoid of Yidden, and now we can no longer say, L'chayr, that's the pshat, now we can no longer say, Im erav lo yomer loch kili tevelam loya, because the Eibishter rejected tevelam loya, and he wanted bedafka the Yidden, in order to, that they should make the dira b'tachtoinim. So now, we're back to the vort that the Eibishter does need the Yidden. We're back to the vort of lachila hu tzorich. So we've just gone here in a big circle. Before the Tzivoy Hashem didn't need it, fine. But now after the Tzivoy Hashem does. So if after the Tzivoy Hashem does, so then weiter. So if Hashem does, so now this is a need of Hashem. So if this is a need of Hashem, so now why are we saying that it's all for the sake of the Yidden? It's l'chayr not just for the sake of the Yidden, it's for the sake of Hashem himself, because Hashem himself needs it. Ayim erav lo yomer loch, Hashem says, I don't need your help, no thank you. But again, that was all before the Tzivoy. After the Tzivoy, Hashem does need it. So it seems kind of as if in the end of the Sicha, the Rebbe turns the whole thing over and says, yeah, but the true Emer of Lo Yomer Loch Hashem doesn't need us. That's only before the Tzivoy. Once there is the Tzivoy, Mekom Mokem L'Achar Tzivoy, now Hashem does need us. So now we're after the Tzivoy. So now Hashem does need us. So why does Abshim Ben Azai say, V'Shem Otoymer L'Achilo Tzorich? In the end, L'maskona, L'Achilo Hashem is Tzorich. And what's Bechlal, this sort of game that we're playing here? Koidem Hatzivoy and Achar Hatzivoy. We're not Koidem Hatzivoy, we're Achar Hatzivoy. What is achieved, what is benefited here from saying that Koidem Hatzivoy Hashem didn't need us? Peseder, no, so what? But now it's Achar Hatzivoy, and now Hashem does need us.
And the truth is, this if you think about the question, develops even more. The whole chiddush of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, as the Rebbe explains it, at least the second part, is that the whole union of karbonis is for the sake of the person. Why? Because the Eibishter doesn't need it. So if the Eibishter doesn't need it, then it's all for the sake of the person. L'rtzoin chem. But if we say, you know, it's test that acharot tzivoy, the Eibishter does need it, l'maisi yadecha tichsoif, and the Eibishter is asking Moshe Rabbeinu and begging him, p'koid b'ni olai, so now what's the raya that the whole union of karbonis is for the sake of the Yidden? It seems like it's for the sake of the Eibishter too. Acharot tzivoy. And here again, I want to read to you a few lines from Lekut HaSichas Chelek Vav, Shmois Beis, this time page 21, Ha'ora 70. Here in this Ha'ora, the Rebbe is talking about that the true inyan of Dira B'tachtoinim is, as the Alter Rebbe says, Afataiva is Kenkashanit. It's an inyan which is beyond understanding. And here in Ha'ora 70, there is the following few lines. The Rebbe says, "V'nafkusa shemizeh b'avodas odom." The nafkamina of this idea that dira b'tachtonim is the concept of lemaila mitam has a nafkamina b'avodas odom. Be'im kol inyan ha'ishavos hoya mitzadatam. If the whole concept of creation was logical, there was some kind of reason for it. Hare yeshna eze inyan utfisas mokam labriya. That means that the bria, the creation, has some significance. That there is a reason why it's important. And in fact, it is being mashlam the kavon of the Eibishter. And the person who fulfills this also has a tfisas makam, also has significance. Because he was the one who was mashlam the Eibishter's kavon. But once you get to the true pshat of Dira B'tachtoinim, which is that there's no inyan of tam. There's no explanation. It's just because this was what the Eibishter was nisaveh. Hare ein shum yachas utfisas mokem l'habriya. The bria, the creations on their own, they have no significance from their perspective. V'chol inyono hu rak mashat musay sporach nisaveh. And they're just the object of the Eibishter's taiva. But they mitzad themselves have no significance. U'bameila the point. Asiya sadira hu dafkal de shlilas ubitl hergesh ametzias betachlis. The only way a person can make a dira b'tachtoinim is through bitl the hergesh of his metzias completely. Shalo yachshev odom, a person shouldn't think v'harei dover ani bozeh. I am significant. Sheishlamti yasa kavona. I was mashlim the kavona of the Eibishter. No. Kekol inyin adira b'tachtoinim ein zeh shetzorich haylov. Here it is mefurish. The whole inyan of dira b'tachtoinim is not shetzorech haylov ki'im lefish nisave, but rather because the Eibishter was nisave. That means you could touch dira b'tachtoinim in two ways. One way is that the Eibishter is tzorech, and the other way is that the Eibishter is nisave. What's the difference between the two ways? Tzorech means that you have that the Eibishter, that there's some significance in the world and the Eibishter needs it. The other way is nisave, that there's no significance in the world, and the only thing that the Eibishter, and the only reason why the Eibishter created it, is because mitzad himself he was nisave. Again, al kaponim, that's what's written here in Ha'ora 70. You can look it up in Lekut HaSichas, Chelek Vav, Shmois Beis. Now, pizeh l'choyre, everything here in Lekut HaSichas, Chelek Yud Beis, becomes crystal clear. Pay attention to the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. He says, "V'shema toimar la'achila hu tzorich." If you're going to think that there is a tzorich, what's the pshat tzorich? What's the pshat tzorich? The Rebbe says the tzorich because nisava kodesh baruch hu leis le'idir b'dachtoinim. Yeah, but even the nisava can also be learned in two ways. It could be learned in a way of tzorich, and it could be learned not in a way of tzorich. Says the Rebbe, if you're going to think la'achila hu tzorich, if you're going to think that there's a tzorech here, that the Eibishter sees some kind of maila in the bria, if there's a maila in the bria, loy oymar loch, Hashem is not going to talk to Yidden who live in a physical world in olam hazeh hagashmi, because there's no maila in olam hazeh hagashmi. There's no maila in the Yidden dafke doing it in a world which is full of klipa v'sitra achra. There's no maila in that world. If anything, where there is a maila in olam hasol yoynim. If the word is la'achila hu tzorich, that the Eibishter sees a tzorich in the world, That would be this. That type of Dira B'tachtoinim would be this mala ba'olam masalyonim al-idei ha-malachim. Elomai. So why did the Eibishter didn't give it to the malachim? He gave it to us. Why did he give it to us? Because there's no tzairach. It's very meduyak in the words of the Ha'ora, of Ha'ora 70 in the Sicha in Chelek Beis and Shmois, where the Rebbe says, "Kol inyan ha-dir b'tachtoinim, ein ze she-tzorich elov, ki im lefishin es-ave." In order to get to Nisava, first you have to say there's no tzairach. Once there's no tzairach, then we could say that the Eibishter wants it, not because of the value, the intrinsic value of the world, but because this was the Eibishter's taiva mitzad ha'etzim shalai. But Mela, the same is true here in the Sicha. The Rebbe is saying the same thing. That if v'shem o'toymer la'achila hu tzorich, if you're going to say that there's a tzairach, that the world is worthy in some way, the world can contribute something, says the Rebbe, if you're going to say that, im erav lo yom alach, I'm not going to talk to you, says the Eibishter. I have chayas of behemis that can do it much better. And so therefore you have no significance at all. Continues the Rebbe in Oistes, but at the end of the day, the Eibishter didn't give it to Malachim, he gave it to us. Of course he gave it to us. Not because we have value, but fakert, because we have become the object of the Eibishter's taiva. Ubemela koyde matzivoi means before the Eibishter is boicher and yidden that they should do the dira b'tachtoinim, before the Eibishter, before the higher level of dira b'tachtoinim, koyde matzivoi, there's no significance to the yid, there's no significance to ilam hazeh, there's no significance to the tachtoinim. We have to get to a place where the tachtoinim contribute nothing. Once the tachtoinim contribute nothing and there's no lachilu utzorich, now we could get to the real pshat of Dira B'tachtoinim, which is that Nis'ava Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzmusi, because that's what he wanted, that it should be fulfilled B'davka through the Yidden. But once you get to this, then as it's explained in many places in Chassidus, now you have the vort that since it's not a tzoyruch which the world contributes, because the world has value, it's something which comes from the Eibishter's Etzem himself, so that's much deeper in the Etzem of the Eibishter, which is Boicher, although the Sicha does not use the word Bechira here. But this is L'chayr the Pshat, that the Eibishter is Boicher, that the Dira B'tachtoinim should be fulfilled B'davka through Neshamas Yisrael, L'maisi Yodecha Tichsoif, B'olam Hazeh HaGashmi, and that becomes the real Pshat in the Dira B'tachtoinim. So it's not only is there no Stira, but actually it says exactly the same thing as it says everywhere else. If you understand Dira B'tachtoinim in a way of Tzoyrech, that the world has some value, says the Rebbe, is an Olam HaSolyonim. But if you understand Dira B'tachtoinim, that there's no value in the world, it's just that this is what the Eibishter wanted because he was Boicher B'bchiras HaYachovshis, then Dira B'tachtoinim is fulfilled B'davken Olam HaZah HaGashmi in Tachten Shein Tachten L'mata Himeno.